Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life. Really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I like to say that hair is a woman's best accessory. And thanks to my friends at Way, they make it possible to have good hair days every day. Let me tell you, Way's hair oil has become a game changer in my hair care routine. So if you're ready to have good hair days every single day, you got to check out Way. Head over to The Way, theouai.com to check out their products. And here's a little treat for you guys. Use the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off your purchase. Yep, The Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad for 15% off.
You know, you hear this music play. You might be a little confused because, well, it's not a Friday. And it's tough to call the Wednesday before Thanksgiving a lonely day. But I'm here alone, subbing for my beautiful and talented wife, playing a little salt and pepper. And why? Well, yes, of course, I've had the pleasure of speaking to salt and pepper on a couple of occasions. But because this is known as Blackout Wednesday or Black Wednesday, now you know you have your Black Friday, of course. You've got your Small Business Saturday, your Cyber Monday. You've got Thanksgiving. Wednesday is your Blackout Wednesday. Why? Well, this is the number one drinking night of the year. And I envision in many small towns across America, people from various high schools and small towns are reuniting. And they're playing salt and pepper. And the 2000s, they're probably playing, from the past 2000s, they're probably playing Eminem and whatever seems appropriate. Anyway, it's interesting because today, the show we had queued up was, you know, I admire Salt. Salt's married, kids, stable, but I also admire Peppa. Much more fun. Running the wildcat offense, as we like to say. I hardly digress. But yeah, it is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. It officially, I think, begins the first big holiday of the holiday season. I consider Halloween to be the preseason. And we had a show planned about pancreatic cancer. At the last minute, I said, no. First of all, there's a lot of valuable information and takeaway in that show, and I don't want it lost on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And furthermore, for our diehard fans who are going to listen no matter what, that's not what I want them listening to. So, as executive producer, I made the decision, and Queenie supported me, to make sure we do what we do during Christmas week, which we're always trying to bring you fresh, up-to-date content, knowing that a lot of places are not doing that. We want to be the ones that are going to hang in with you and help you enjoy these holidays more, let's say. And tonight, I, of course, you know me, all about the likes and the popularity. I'm hoping you go out and you can be part of Blackout Wednesday. However, as I mentioned last night on yesterday's episode, my two cousins, who are more like my sisters, Lucinda and Shannon, they host Pie Night. Pie Night's been going for decades. And I think that's another cool way to spend your Black Wednesday. Maria is going to be making appetizers, and she's going to impromptu whoever's around to say, stop by, see the baby. I think it'll be fun. I'm going to have the family watch Planes, Trains, and Automobile, because I feel that to me is the quintessential Thanksgiving Day movie. I feel John Candy is one of the most underrated comedic actors and actors, and not enough is said about him. But whatever you do, I'm just hoping you can enjoy yourself. For some of you, it might just be a hot bath and some wine and some Netflix. That's fine too. And others, it might be the prep time, getting things ready for the next day. And I think, as I said yesterday, I think that can be as much fun, if not more fun. So here's to hoping it is. It's funny, salt and pepper. I think it was at the Kentucky Derby. And so here's some name drops for everybody. I remember being at a table with the Judd family. The mom was alive at the time and the two sisters. And we got into conversation, talking about their 1,500-acre farm that they had and how they all lived together on it. And I just thought it was really cool. And several people that night performed. I think the Judds performed and some other acts performed. It was a very small, intimate party. It's one of those private parties where someone probably spent a lot of money, or one of the brands spent a lot of money to have people perform. And the crowd was very much into all the acts. And most of them, if not all of them, I think were bigger at the time than Salt and Pepper. This is just a few years ago. And I think Robin Thicke, and I wish I remembered more of the names. And all of a sudden, Salt and Pepper take the stage, and the party just went upside down. Everyone standing on their chairs, dancing, singing. It was incredible. And when they got off stage, they happened to come back to the area I was in, and I just gushed. I was like, and they were just so flattered, but surprised. And I felt like they didn't really know their greatness and their value. And it's funny, I had a meeting today with a celebrity that I might be working with. And same thing, I just really had no idea. And by the way, I've seen this with a lot of women, but I've seen some male celebrities too, don't realize, who they are, or the value they bring. And it always frustrates me. It always makes me want to push harder for those people. And the one celebrity, in fact, I was talking to tonight said, I don't want you to think that I'm shy or underconfident. There's a whole other side to me. And she was selling herself to me. I said, no, stop, stop, stop. I said, I'm sitting with you because I love the fact that you're humble. I love the fact that you're not a narcissist, that you don't, that you're not cocky, that you don't have hubris. I said, I'll help you with that. Let me provide that part. But, you're the people I champion. I don't champion the other people. I don't want to even be near those other people that are of the other extreme. But with Salt and Pepper, and I remember being in touch with Salt's husband for a while because I loved their reality show, and it was off the air at this point. But I just said, there's so much more to do with them. He's like, I agree. And so, sometimes it's just hard. It's hard when you don't see it in yourself. It's hard to, I admire the people that can balance it, that are secure, they're confident, not cocky and not arrogant, but right there. But it's a rare trait. And I certainly don't have it for my own career, but at least I have the ability, I think, to see it in other people. And I don't know, just playing their song. I played it because I'm thinking, okay, what's nostalgia? So I thought of them, and I thought if Marie was hosting the show with me tonight, she'd go crazy to hear that. And then it just got me thinking about my experience with them. And I don't know, who knows? Maybe in the new year, we find a way to cross paths. In fact, the one celebrity that I was talking to and potentially producing a show for them, it would involve a lot of stars, celebrities, and crossover. So who knows? Maybe we get good old Salt and Pepper back on the radar, so to speak. Well, listen, gonna take our first break. It won't be a long show, only because it's super last minute. Just coming back from El Salvador, putting our lives back together. And funny enough, we were I was taping this with Maria. The show's going along okay. Next thing you know, Max comes up to me and starts barking. And you would think by now, having dogs all these years and having Max, most of the time when your babies do that, your dogs, they're talking to you. He was talking to me, but I wasn't listening. And sure enough, baby starts crying. Athena starts crying. So Maria's like, all right, I'm going to go shut the podcast off. I'm going to go deal with Athena. And then she's like, honey, we have a disaster. I said, what? Max did diarrhea all over the whole upstairs hallway. Oh boy. But he was talking to me, telling me he wanted to go out. And he's had issues with his pancreas since we've gotten him. It's funny, Maria has the same issues, right? And I think I've talked about this before. Pancreas is tied to fear and fight or flight, and certainly Maria's had her share of it, but he did too. When we got him, he was very scared for this big protector he is now. He was petrified. He couldn't even walk him down the street. He was so afraid. That's a whole other thing. I wonder if this Thanksgiving is gonna, see me. In a veterinary hospital place. I can't tell you how many holidays I've spent at the vet for one reason or another. But anyway, a little side note, little like cleanup tip on this Wednesday, Blackout Wednesday, as we go into the holidays. Should you ever deal with a diarrhea on the floor incident, by the way, that's why I don't have rugs here because of all my dogs, everything's hardwood floors or tile, or vomit or something loose that's going to hit the floor. Listen, it's a Wednesday, I know, but a little regular guy trick. I have on hand squeegees, and I will take a squeegee and a dustpan, and I will literally squeegee it right off the floor into the dustpan, collect it all. Then we go, we hose that down, or we somehow find a way to get that down the toilet. And then in the meantime, I take some kind of cleaner, spray it on the wood floor, wipe it up with paper towels, we're done. So fastest, easiest way to clean that up. Well, it's a little tip from me from 20 years of having doggies. Let me take a break. When I come back, I want to talk about maybe why this is the time that we get sick or our loved ones get sick, and maybe some other fun things you can implement. We talked about what you can do on Blackout Wednesday, but I want to share some things you can do on Thursday mornings moving forward as well. And I'm sure other things will, I don't know, come into my brain to help us through this Thanksgiving Wednesday, or excuse me, this our Blackout Wednesday episode. God, I wish I was blacked out, but by tonight, maybe I will be. Who knows? Stay tuned.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
With summer upon us, friends, hair is going to be even more important. Yes, we've got humidity, we've got sun, we've got all kinds of things. And sometimes it's hard to find the right shampoo for your hair. Everyone's hair is so different, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why I love Way. They have different shampoos depending on your hair type. Want volume? Find hair and conditioner will give you that extra oomph you need. If you need some moisture and a little extra bounce, find your happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. And for my peeps with thick hair like me, give your hair the hydration it deserves with thick hair shampoo and conditioner. Plus, you guys already know Way carries some of my favorite hair care products I use all the time, whether it's the leave-in conditioner, which is my go-to, or the hair oil. They give my hair this hydrating refresh all summer long. Wash your way to healthier hair. See what I did there? With shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to TheWay, THEOUAI.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theway.com, theouai.com. Use the code Heal Squad. Your hair deserves it.
You know, I don't know if it's appropriate for Blackout Wednesday, but shout out to the great Joan Jett covering the song Crimson and Clover by Kelly James. By the way, you got to check out Joan Jett even to this day. Looks amazing, still has a ton of heart. Salutes so many great old rock stars, rhythm and blues players. I've never met her. I would like to, though. Even in her original music, way, way back when, Cherry Bomb, that singer, when she was in the all-girl band, probably like when she was a teenager. Unfortunately, I don't think she's getting a lot of airtime on Blackout Wednesday, because I think Blackout Wednesday may be aged out for that age group. Sadly to say. Maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. Speaking of aging out, I had some friends that would spend their Thanksgiving morning. I thought it was cool. They would play touch football. And then they just got to an age where they realized, well, geez, we're all firemen and construction workers. And that we can't get hurt at this age. And even if you play tough football at an older age, you know, you twist an ankle, turn the wrong way, you're sore, and they migrated over to horseshoes. So usually around every Thanksgiving morning, early in the morning, they all get together every year. And they bring, you know, beer or whatever they're going to have. And they play a nice leisurely game of horseshoes. And then probably by, who knows, 10, 11, they all separate and go to their families and have their Thanksgiving holidays. But I always thought that was pretty cool. And I think in these times where we just seem to get more and more detached, more and more separated, more and more on our phones. And, you know, the younger generation now, it's all about Zoom meetings and not going to the office. And by the way, some of it I get the idea of work-life balance, and you guys are crazy to work the way you did. We don't want to work that way. And we don't want to have as much as you. So maybe there is a bit of logic. But what they're missing out on is the sense of community and the connections you make at work. And, you know, I think I talked about this on Regular Guy Friday about how, you know, some experts tie burnout, job burnout, to being lonely at work. And then others tie success to your sense of community and the feeling of community that you have and the community of people you're surrounding yourself with. And then if taking it back to business, you know, so many good things happen when you show up. People you meet, the connections you make. You know, it's not the same on Zoom. It's not the same on FaceTime. So anyway, that's why I love these weeks. And, you know, this time of year, I mean, there's literally people I'll see from now until, let's say, New Year's that I won't see all year. People I'm super close to, but just life gets in the way. And this, by the way, is before having children, right? Few people have children. You know what it's like. It's probably worse. But that's why I really value this time of year. And I got so sad during pandemic because it took a lot of it away. And at least in LA, a lot of it hasn't returned between people moving away or people being afraid of parties and getting sick. It's sad. We used to have cupcakes and cocktails. It was amazing. There are other people that had annual parties, Christmas parties, but this was holiday parties, whatever you want to call it. But this was the only time of year you'd see each other. So I really cherish these times. And normally we would go home for this time of year and be able to see people. But, you know, between the trip home from El Salvador and now jumping back on the road with little baby Athena, just might be a little much. So we said, let's circle the wagons, do something here. But I'm always open to, you know, what new things we can do. So now she's loving the whole pie night, appetizer night concept. And she said, why don't we make that our thing? I'm like, I'm in, let's do it. But I just bring it up because, you know, I think the life's precious, time is precious. the older we all get, the more we realize it. And, you know, the fact we don't have the problems other countries have, or the problems we think we have that we really don't have, I think, you know, these are times we should embrace. So tonight you can be with your friends or loved ones, great. If tonight is just about you, then that's great too. So, and I get that as well. I've had my lonely guy Thanksgivings. I've had several. In fact, God, probably not last year, but last year was, I think, no, I was with Kelsey over Christmas. But I've had them, and they've been fine. But I digress. I digress. Just listen, spitballing some ideas for you all.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show, or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Little shout out. If you are going to go out on Black Friday, I encourage you to listen to the Christmas Specials We Love podcast. We're dropping an episode about Black Fridays where we cover the history of Black Friday, some of the myths attached to it, maybe some of our personal traditions, etc. But I encourage you to listen if you're going to get out there on your Black Friday. If you don't have time to listen, my advice on Black Friday is this. Don't attach yourself to any of the items they're selling, because now you're in that rat race and then that's not fun. I say get there early, because why not? Why deal with the massive crowds? And then, along with not being attached to, say, that one $120 laptop, which, yes, there is one apparently for sale at Best Buy, just saying. Also a 40-inch TV for $99 at Best Buy. Once again, just saying. I'm tempted to get the $120 laptop just as backup. Because, you know, I have to have backups because I have to pay for convenience. I have to keep the train going. And I'm very forgetful. So when you mix all the things together, yes, I need my backup protocols. And I think for $120, that might be nice to have. So who knows? But that being said, I think if you divorce yourself from attachments to items, or, you know, don't look at Black Friday like, I have to get all my shopping done today. And you just, I don't know, go out there. It's just fun. It's fun to see the lights. It's fun to see the people. Indulge in some cheap food. I don't know. I enjoy it. I don't enjoy it as much in LA because the weather's warmer. It doesn't feel the same. But man, when you are in the Midwest, the East Coast, it's just a fun, great feeling. And we had Bobby Thomas on the show. You know, it was a great episode when we did it live in Macy's. And she didn't have a deal with Macy's. She was just speaking from her heart. And she was saying how much she loves malls and shopping in brick-and-mortar stores because of the communal experience. She said, you know, her best memories were being with family or girlfriends and going to the mall together and shopping and trying outfits on. And she said, you know, with online shopping, while it's convenient, you don't get that. It takes me back to another sentiment about human connection. So where consumerism, of course, is out of control, and we definitely want to limit it. I'm very guilty of it myself, trying to get better. I don't know, there's just something nice about it, and one of the privileges we have with living here. But there's something nice about that sense of community you get when you can be part of it. So if you're going to get out there on Friday, get out there and have some fun. I encourage it. And now you can have you start your Christmas movie list. I know there'll be lots of movies dropping, none of mine yet, but they're coming, and I probably should save that for another episode. But talking about the dogs getting sick during these times, or you getting sick during these times, it's not a coincidence. And by the way, for anyone who has had many, many dogs and then makes the transition to kids, I've had people who had kids that had dogs come to me and say, "Oh my God, kids are so much easier." But I will say I mean, Athena's a good baby, thank goodness, knock on wood. But it's not hard for me because the dogs have trained me to be up all night dealing with their diarrhea and their medicines and this, that, and the other thing. But it's funny about illnesses during this time because, Maria's brother, one of his eyes, he woke, I was talking to him, getting his information to get him a flight out here. And he's very high strung, a lot of anxiety. It's just definitely in the family. And, I said, just, can you come out these dates and I'll book the flight. I'll take care of everything. And we joke it's under guard travel service. When you go with under guard travel service, you tend to get a good seat. Unfortunately, Manuna's travel service, if you like middle seats on Spirit Airlines, excellent travel service. And by the way, I will say this, Manuna's travel service, very dependable, very timely, very efficient. But as long as you like the center seat in Spirit, Manuna's travel service may be the travel service for you. However, Undergaro travel services, we're a little different. We might be a little looser, maybe not as rigid. I'd like to think we're dependable, but we're definitely here for the customer and for their comfort, for their ultimate comfort. So, for my brother Joe, for Marie's brother, anyone else, they always come to Undergaro travel services. But anyway, so with him, I said, give me your info, give me the dates. And I know he just got really uptight because of work. Can I miss work? But I want to be there. Should I be there? And literally within hours, he's, or like hours, I guess, and he went to bed that night and he woke up and one eye was swollen shut and he's at the doctor's. He's like, I won't be able to come. I don't know what it is. If it's a pigsty, I don't want to get the baby sick. And I think when he went away with us in Greece, same thing. He got deathly ill. I've never seen it. Well, only one other time have I seen another human being throw up like this was my brother Mike when his appendix was going. But Peter was violently ill. And it just got me thinking that I think it's not necessarily psychosomatic. I think our bodies will hold off illness as long as it needs to. So, you ever notice where you go on vacation and you get sick? I'm of the belief that your body has held that illness back because it knew it had to fight. It knew it had to show up to work. It had to feed the kids. It just had to do all these things. So it had to hold it together. So the minute it got the green light that it didn't have to fight anymore, then, the illness could come in to the body. And so that's what I think happened. So I know there were times, I remember one Thanksgiving, I was working around the clock, working on the house, and all I was looking forward to was Lisa, his mother, and her Thanksgiving Day spread. I was so excited. Working, 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 and just saying, oh my God, I can't wait. Thanksgiving Day, I'm just going to eat like a slob, watch football. It's going to be amazing. And, that day came and massive migraine and really sick. And I know that was the reason why. So my body knew. It was like, okay, buddy, you pushed us as far as we could be pushed. We came through for you and, you know, did your renovations or whatever, like, insane Italian activity I was engaging in. But now it's our turn, you know. So I just think it's something to be aware of. And I think, again, with awareness, that's key to everything. So if you're aware of that, maybe you won't get sick. You can pace yourself. Talk to your body a little bit like Maria does. So, I don't know. Just a little something there. And, you know, obviously in all of this, we try to remember all of us to be grateful. I don't want to tell you to be that way because that's for you to say. I just know scientifically, everyone that comes on the radio show talks about the science of gratitude and how healing it is and how it manifests more success. So that's why I'll say it to you. I'm not saying it to guilt you or that you need to. But here it's helpful from my own personal experience. It always helps me. And then why not on Thanksgiving, a day of thanks, to be as thankful and as grateful as we can be to our bodies, to our situations, our family, our loved ones. And that's why I have no problem with these holidays. I really don't. That's why I love them. And I really wish they could be year-round, but I guess they wouldn't be special if they were. So I'm sure I could find other things to go off on about, but I know Kelsey and I will connect for Friday, and hopefully this is enough to get you right for your Blackout Wednesday. So whether you're making pies, appetizers, having a nice bath, or I hope you're at some bar with all your friends from college or high school or childhood or just your friends in general, and I hope you're listening to your favorite music that you had growing up, and then you are blacked out safely with your Uber, and you wake up hungover the next day, you know, pull yourself together for the family. You went to your high school football game for the first few years out of high school. I think that was the scam. I think it's like that in a lot of towns too. And then, you know, you get overserved a little bit, but you clean up enough to come back to be with the fam. Anyway, well, children, this is it. The next time we talk will be on Black Friday. And it is the official beginning of the holiday season. And as I did say, it's going way too fast, which I don't like at all. But all we can do is savor it, I guess. You know? Savor every moment. And if those trees aren't up, let's go. Let's get them up. And by the way, really affordable, the trees. I have quite a few up here now, and Queenie fought me on it. And just said, oh my god, these look great. And little decorating tip I'm gonna leave you on this. Queenie noticed, you know what, these trees look better without decorations. Just a plain tree and the lights. It's pretty good. Well, everyone have fun tonight. Have an amazing day tomorrow. We'll have a throwback episode for you as always. Unless, who knows? Unless Queenie's in the mood, maybe, who knows? Maybe we'll surprise yous all. And then we'll be back for Black Friday. And on we go. All right, everyone. Have an amazing Blackout Wednesday. Not really. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Love you guys. Power and mind, oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy, oh, tidings of comfort.
Well, that's it for today, Heal Squad. Before I let you go, I want to make sure you don't forget to take care of yourself today. I'll be making sure I'm not forgetting to get outside, do my meditations, and of course, keep myself fueled with some sweet chili, wonderful pistachios. Wonderful pistachios, as you know, are my go-to when hunger strikes because they're one of the highest protein nuts, providing all 9 essential amino acids, and they're great for on-the-go snacking. So when you're ready to elevate your snacking game, visit wonderfulpistachios.com to grab a bag.